When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here in less than an hour at 9, and we will talk Celtics. Tomorrow, I'm not here, but Bill O'Brien is the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45, and Mike Milbury is here tomorrow at 9. On a Bruins Thursday. But right now, back to the news with Courtney.
32-year-old Melvin Lopez of Chelsea is accused of driving drunk on Monday night, rear-ending a Mass State Police cruiser on Storrow Drive. The trooper was transported to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. He was released early yesterday morning. We can hear the courtroom audio from WCVB.
The defendant exited his vehicle. He was unsteady on his feet. His speech was slurred. There was also two bottles of Johnny Walker Red Label in the defendant's motor vehicle. One was completely empty and one was opened.
Geez, shaming him with a Red Label.
Did
he recognize that it was a state trooper? How long did it take the dude to figure out that he hit an actual state? Because I see the lights on in the picture.
Yeah, yes. There's no way. Yeah.
Awful.
Trooper's okay?
Trooper's fine.
Okay,
trooper has already been released from the hospital, but very lucky that that guy didn't kill someone. Congress was briefed yesterday in a private meeting about the drones.
Yes, not confidential
much,
briefing.
Yeah, not much coming out of that.
Why do they need a confidential briefing if there is nothing going on? I'm curious about this conspiracy, Kurt.
The information is power, and they are not being transparent. Had they just, you know how you always go back to the beginning, and you can sort of reevaluate mistakes made? If this starts with an accepting of the concern of the people and a reassurance that this is something the government is doing in order to protect the homeland, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's never we don't then have Bethany Frankel and all these rando celebrities giving TikToks.
What did you think of Bethany Frankel? Mm-hmm. She's the Housewives of whatever.
Skinny Girl creator.
And she has a source at the Pentagon,
right. And she said
is
she's
it somebody
been
she slept with, or like, well, how does she get the source?
She's been talking to. She said she talked to that person, and it freaked her out. So she talked to more people. I mean, she's talking about grabbing her daughter and leaving the Hamptons to go somewhere else.
Is she an expert on radioactive warheads or dirty bombs? Or
no,
is,
okay, she's not.
She's just sharing her content.
Yeah. Just saying, I've been talking to people, and this is what they're saying.
Hey, to be fair, I trust her more than CNN after that fiasco with the hostage they claimed to find.
No, the prisoner that they rescued that was actually like one of Assad's number one torture guys.
Yeah, his jacket was totally pristine.
We can hear from New Jersey Mayor Michael Melham about, you know, how he's feeling surrounding this.
All right. So here's what I know. I know that we were told by our state police that we have assets over our critical infrastructure. Now, depending on your point of view, that's either concerning or comforting. I think it's comforting because it's probably us listening and watching. We also know that we have drones that are flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What might they be looking for? Well, potentially, we're aware of a threat that came in through Port Newark. Maybe that's radioactive material. There was and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has has gone missing on December 2nd. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and was empty.
Right. Oh, my God.
So somebody stole it? Don't they? I feel like in movies, they always have that little handheld wand that detects the radiation. They can't kind of walk around with that.
I think that's what the drones are.
All right. All right.
I mean, but you have, like, everybody has a theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's right. Like, I mean, so don't get, you have massive anxiety. I don't know. There's not much that gives you, has given you as much anxiety, like serving on the jury.
Yeah.
And the guilty verdict that gave you a lot of anxiety. This is more, I think, for you.
It just feels like the world is ending. I saw a radioactive map, and that's what really freaked me out, is like New Jersey radioactive numbers are higher than anywhere else. And it's.
Well, I just, Bethany Frankel just announced that they're over Long Island looking for a dirty martini.
She might be radioactive.
So just be careful. Yeah. Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
All right.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Elaney Simonson, a high school teacher in Louisville, Texas, was arrested after she allegedly invited a student to live with her when he was 16, and his uncle, who he lived with, was moving out of town, doing a good deed, saying, hey, move in with me and my family.
Yeah. When you say family, she's married?
Married, or kids.
Married and kids.
Yeah.
And she had the 16-year-old living with them.
Yep.
Okay.
Good deed.
All right.
This is like Blindside.
She allegedly... sexually assaulted him dozens of times between 2022 and 2023.
Okay. Wow.
The victim told police he told her he did not want to have sex with her several times, but he was concerned that if he refused, she would use his immigration status against him.
What a nice lady.
Simonson allegedly sent the victim a nude photo displaying a tattoo she got with his name.
Wow.
The police questioned her. She does have the tattoo.
Right.
But she says...
This is a new low for teachers.
Right. Yeah. But says so that no sexual conduct happened.
Oh,
misconduct
really?
Happened.
So she just got a tattoo with his name.
Right.
Was it like in a heart with the thing through it? Like
there were no photos. I looked. Right. His name on her body.
Was it a tramp stamp or like where did she get it?
Those were hot.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A teacher gets a tattoo of the dude's name?
Yep.
Right.
Who's 16 years old and living with her?
That's love.
That
Holy
is.
Hell.
And imagine being her husband and being like, oh, my wife offered for this poor 16-year-old to be able to move in with us.
He didn't ask what the tattoo was about?
Right. Maybe saw it on her pelvis. He's like, oh, that's
maybe,
a new
I mean, I guess maybe they weren't intimate, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Was she like... Was he bothered by the fact that she went into the kid's room every night to tuck him in for an hour and a half?
I'm going to go tuck him in and sing him a lullaby.
It's terrifying. And imagine the evil, too, where you're holding over his immigration status to force him to be with you.
That is terrible.
Awful.
New low.
Who's Iglesias on your hip with the tattoo?
Yes.
Is that like the singer?
Yeah, the singer, yes.
And we have the dumbest of the day.
It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
All right, Numbnuts, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we believe that this may be the dumbest of the day.
So we like to be equal opportunists here, Greg. There are dumb people that are Republicans and dumb people that are Democrats. And I have a moronic Republican from Pennsylvania in the news. You know, social media is great. It connects the politicians to their constituents. You know, it's a way to relate to the common man. So
but I believe we have learned, but even you have learned, that you can't always trust everything that is on social media.
Well, if the coffee shop looks legit, you don't look at the neck placement. So Doug Mastriano pulled a Curtis and is now facing questions about his competence for office as a Pennsylvania state senator because he posted what he thought was a crashed drone retrieved from the beach near his home, when in reality, the drone was being hauled on the back of a truck, which was from the Star Wars films. It was not a drone that landed thanks to the most recent concerns on the eastern seaboard.
Yes, everybody knows that.
And his post...
every Star Wars fan knows that's a T-Wing.
His post with this with the photo of the Star Wars drone is, it is inconceivable that the federal government has no answers nor has taken any action to get to the bottom of the unidentified drones. The fecklessness of this administration was on display last year. My God.
Wow. So bad.
Such an absolute moron.
I remember those from Star Wars.
Wow. Like, I mean, to look at that photo and think it's real.
What in the world?
But we've all done it. Like, you see something, you're shocked, you immediately start to share it with everybody.
You got erection?
He got a total erection there on that baby.
Anyway.
All right, so they're wondering whether he should stay in office.
Yeah, they're questioning his fitness for the job.
Wow.
I did like Jake Tapper, I think it was, quote to it, and he's like, did you see Obi-Wan?
All right, that is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis. Speaking of Curtis, our very own Grinch will re-gift one more time for you as a part of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas in a half an hour. So, and you say today, you and Courtney both say it's the best of all of them.
For a sports fan in your life, this is a 10 out of 10 Christmas gift.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, we will get to that coming up at 8:45. Mego is here at 9. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was David Pastrnak's goal who won it in overtime. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title, with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP. And it feels like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They played just twice in the last 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. And we can stay excited, Red Sox fans, because Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after the Garrett Crochet signing. Breslow reaffirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Red Sox were a little too busy this week, don't you think? 37 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 48.